Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. By the end of this year, all landlords in Houston must have functioning air conditioning in rental units. The city council approved the measure yesterday in a 12-2 vote. Councilmember Twyla Carter, who opposed the measure, said she was concerned about rising rents and electricity bills.
This comes at a heavy cost, and it will put people on the streets.
More than 20,000 people in Houston didn't have AC in 2023, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is vowing to punish public schools that do not remove what he characterizes as graphic and vulgar books from library shelves. Patrick argues school districts are not following a 2025 law aimed at weeding out certain books. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
Patrick is promising to introduce legislation that would knock public schools down an entire letter grade in the Texas Education Agency, or TEA's, accountability ratings if they do not remove certain books from their shelves. Patrick said a single book in the library could result in the penalty. Here's Patrick speaking at the state capitol on Wednesday.
It's part of the accountability system. The schools are accountable to their families, to the parents, and to the kids.
Since 2015, the TEA's accountability ratings have had major consequences for schools. The state has used ratings to trigger takeovers of entire public school districts. I'm Bianca Seward in Houston.
A memorial service will be held this Saturday for the head football coach at East Bernard High School, who was killed along with his wife in a car crash over the weekend. Jeremy Jenkins and his wife Brandy died in Wharton County in a single vehicle crash. The service will be held at Sugar Creek Baptist Church Saturday at 1 o'clock, and the community is encouraged to attend. A heat advisory is expected to go into place at noon today. That's because temperatures are expected to hit 100 degrees later, and with the humidity, it's going to feel closer to 108. This is the beginning of a very hot stretch in what is typically the hottest time of the year in Houston. 100-degree highs throughout the weekend as well. We won't get out of the triple digits until maybe the beginning of the week. The heat advisory will be in place until